This week's show is sponsored by Whimsies by Wellness.
Do you sleep with your dog? If you don't, you're actually in the minority.
56% of people report sleeping with a pet in their bed. 86% of puppies would choose to sleep next to a person when they had the chance.
Should we all be snuggling up to our dogs?
Welcome to the Dog Scholar.
People's perception of a good night's sleep is linked to how much they moved around in the night. Do dogs and humans sleeping together affect each other's sleep movements? Well, one study took 12 women and their dogs, and they both wore accelerometers to track their movements when they were asleep over 10 nights. Every morning, they had to fill in a sleep survey about how well they slept and how often they were disturbed in the night by their dogs. On average, dogs were active for 12.4% of the night, compared to just 4.5% for humans. Humans were more likely to move when their dog moved, but dogs didn't always move when their human did. Despite moving more, thanks to their wriggling dogs, humans still rarely felt that their dogs disrupted their sleep. So, while dogs do affect human movement during sleep, it doesn't necessarily lead to feeling like you've had a bad night's sleep. Do you sleep with your dogs?
Yes. I do. Not all of them. periodically, yeah. It depends on whether
like
the mood
takes dog us. For a different night of the week. Do you make
no? But we do vary. To be honest, it's me that will say it. I'll say, "So pumpkin's coming up," or I just open the door and you'll just hear, "For God's sake!" from the bedroom upstairs as one of the dogs has just dived onto it. But I like it. The dog, you know, the dogs crash out. They're not problematic as long as they've been well exercised. You know, if they've not been exercised, they're fidgety. Sherlock's a bit of a pain. He spins around like a blooming weather vane sometimes, but they just get in, they crash out. It's lovely. Yeah. It's lovely, you know, and I find myself having, I don't know about Lou, I find myself having an enjoyable sleep.
I love sleeping with my dogs. I've always got them up there. So Luther in particular, I have a great night's sleep with Luther. And Luther will snuggle under the blanket with me. And sometimes when we wake up, like, I'll be completely spooning him. Mm. And I'll take him away with me, like in hotels and stuff. Like when I come up to Liverpool to see Danny, and Luther will be asleep in the bed. And the last time I went up, we woke up and I was facing the other way and Luther was spooning me. It was lovely. Mm. But Mike has a terrible night's sleep when we have the dogs in bed. He hates it, but I'm completely comfortable with it. And all my dogs will do something different. So Luther will go under the blanket and snuggle in. Jimmy likes to go under and snuggle in at a different spot. And Red will literally lie in between me and Mike like a sausage.
I'll get exactly the same with Sherlock. Loves to, he's weird, to be honest with you, Sherlock. I don't know how he breathes. He gets in and he'll like, I'm a dog under, by the way, I confess. Yeah. I'm a dog under, I'm good with it. But he'll get in and then he'll go straight down to the bottom of the bed, but he won't put his head out.
Yeah.
And you just
do you
this.
Worry about them being able to? I pull the blanket up a little bit.
So do I. That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
And then he spin and go back under.
You just do this like that, and I have to lift the blanket with my feet, you know, so that his head's poking out, and I think you won't die. But Tink there, she gets up. It's like sleeping with a child, you know, that's a tired child. She'll get up and she'll come on, she'll put herself under, she'll put her head right on the pillow beside you, either nose under your chin like that, and her as well. It's that anybody will know who kips with their dog, that you get that you think, oh bliss, you know, you're settled,
and that's just your partner going,
as long as it's the right end. Otherwise it's
problematic. What about you, Danny? Do you sleep with your doggies?
I don't sleep with them. I hate this. I'm a dog trainer that's allergic to dogs. Drives me insane. Literally, there's exceptions. I invite them up. And there's another thing as well. Obviously, it's no shock to anyone. I've got ADHD. So when I sleep, I'm a very restless sleeper. Even when I feel like I've had a good night's sleep, reports will come in the next day that I haven't stopped moving and elbows are flying everywhere. So I don't sleep well when the dogs are on the bed, and I'm pretty sure they wouldn't sleep well with me. But I invite them on, we have a cuddle in the bed and we watch telly. And then in the morning, if I'm having a day where I'm going to wake up but I don't need to get up straight away, I'll invite them back on and like have a little snooze. Ralph's brilliant in the bed. He's like a hot water bottle. He's like a dog. You can just put him in a position and he will stay there all day long. Flint's not really like that. Flint's dead affectionate in everyday life, but he doesn't want to come in and like lay on the bed with you. And I've invited him on the bed and he'll just kind of like, he's obsessed with me, Flint. He'll just stare at me. Like even when I wake up in the middle of the night, I get up to go to the toilet And I can just see the moon reflecting off his eyes. I'm like, does this dog sleep? Does he even sleep? They sleep in the room. And I've invited Flint on the bed a few times, and he'll just kind of stare at me, and then he'll just look at the bed, and I'll go on then, and he'll jump off in his own bed. Is the way he is. But an interesting point is I have dogs that aren't suitable to sleep on the bed. Wade loved being on the bed, but he just keeps spinning around on your head because he's just ridiculously excited and loves me to bits. Logan is, everything is 100 mile an hour with Logan. And as we know, like us, dogs can have dreams. I wouldn't trust Logan on the bed in case he lashed out in his sleep, which is dogs like us, we can lash out in our sleep. Dogs do the same. Everything with Logan is very, very intense. There's videos on my social media if you want to see the way he gets a ball. If you give him a ball, like if your finger's in the way, you're losing them. Do you know what I mean? Everything's a million mile an hour. So if something was to startle him in his sleep, and he lashed out, there would be, you know, that would be there'd be serious consequences to that. So he's just not a dog and do that, but it doesn't mean it affects the relationship, you know, it has a negative impact on the relationship.
Do you feel better with your dog in the bed? Because this study found that people felt more comfortable. They had more comfort.
I just find it enjoyable. I just like, you hit the nail on the head. It's like a canine hot water bottle, know, and it's just like someone. Yeah. Or something to just be warm. Yeah. Do you know? I mean, I know that should be a partner's job, shouldn't it? If you've got a partner, but it's a different thing when you're just cuddling up to a pet sort of thing. So whether I sleep better or not, I don't know. It depends how.
I don't, just because I'm very aware that I'm wriggling around. And
do you prefer to sleep alone? Hang on, generally,
one sec. It's that I wriggle around and I'll just there. I'm pissing you off, aren't I? You know what I mean? So we'll have our cuddling, and I go on then, mate, get in your bed, and he'd jump in his own bed.
Do you generally prefer to sleep alone, though? Because with this one, lots of people find comfort in sleeping with somebody else, or in this case, an animal. But if you don't like sleeping with your dogs, generally, because they're restless, do you prefer to sleep alone anywhere?
Are you going to try and get me in a world of shit? Yeah.
That's what I was just going to say.
I've got to say that now, haven't I? No, I do. I do find comfort in my own space.
My dogs were designed for, well, they're not really designed for, but the ancient Aztecs used to keep them, and they would use them in the night because they're hairless. They would sleep on particular areas that had aches and pains, and people would wake up and the aches and pains would be gone because they feel warmer. Their body temperature is the same as any other dog, but because there's no fur in between that, it's like the difference between having a hot water bottle with no cover on, which obviously feels hotter to the touch, and a cover on. So they used to be used for that. So my dogs are very good bed friends.
Lovely.
Well, we know that dogs are similar to humans, but how do they compare to other pets? Who's better to sleep with, a dog or a cat? Well, luckily for you, the University of Florida took information from nearly 1,000 women inquiring about their sleep habits, their sleep quality, and their pets' sleeping locations. They assessed the quality of their sleep using something called the Pittsburgh Sleep Quality Index. And they also looked at factors like comfort, security, and the frequency of disturbances, importantly, from both dog and cat bed partners. They didn't find any significant link between pet ownership or bed sharing and sleep quality. But what they did find was that dog owners would tend to go to bed and wake up earlier compared to people who only had cats. They found that dogs who slept in their owner's beds were reported as less disruptive and contributed to stronger feelings of comfort and security than cats. They also found that cats in the bed were reported to be as disruptive as human partners. But overall, sleep quality wasn't affected. So pet ownership was linked to different sleep patterns. But in conclusion, women sleep better with dogs in their bed.
We've got cats as well. And
do you sleep with your cats?
I don't really care, to be completely honest with you. You're either a cat person or a dog person. Yeah, they do. I know cat people are going to be saying, no, they don't. My cat thinks such and such. And that's fine. And that's absolutely fine. But I'm not, you generally tend to sway one way or the other. You know, I'm more dogs than I am cats. We've got a couple of cats. But they just sort of like, you know, they sleep on top of the kitchen cupboards and stuff like that. Really. Or
I used to have a cat. I used to have a Bengal cat.
Did you?
Yeah, called Mia. Cool. And I've woke up in hell a number of times where she just walked past and gone, I'm having his feet. And I'd be like, ah! In the sleep, like, and it's ridiculous. It's a weird pain when a cat gets you at the feet. It's a weird pain. It's like something you haven't had before. And I proper freak out, but yeah. And she went like trying to maul me, but you know, like when the cat walks past and sees like something flapping and they just start messing around with it.
Yeah.
That's what she do. She just jump and grab
do
my
feet.
Do
your feet hang out the end of the bed then?
Yeah, I'm quite tall, aren't I?
Yeah. I guess. And have you got a very small bed?
It's not that. It's one of the many modes. What would you say? One of the many techniques that we use to cool ourselves down in the summer, innit? So you're either going to be a pillow flipper or you're going to stick one naked leg out the bed and then rotate and she'd attack the leg. Yeah.
I was quite interested though that dog people, people who were sleeping with their dogs, tended to go to sleep earlier and wake up earlier. I don't think I do wake up really early, but I go to sleep really late, but I'm just not a very good sleeper anyway.
Wouldn't
I
most
have disturbed sleep.
Dog owners are going to get up earlier because you'd let your dog out.
Yeah, yeah.
A cat will let itself out generally, won't it?
Yeah.
You know, and so I wouldn't necessarily equate that to being the sleep that you've had with a dog as such as more conditioning to...
Yeah.
Well, we'd do, wouldn't they? Miserable fun sponge. Miserable ruiner.
when I was with me daughter's mum, they had a little Yorkshire Terrier called Molly, and I used to love the way that dog would wake you up. Like, it'd do the rounds, and if no one was getting up, you'd wake up, and you'd be like that, and the dog would literally be there on your arm going... Like, push it, and you go, do you want to wait? And then the spinning would start. You go down, let the dog out of the way. Yeah, they're cute. Yeah.
Cats generally tend to sleep on, well, they might sleep up on your pillow, or they just tend to sort of like curl themselves up at the end of the bed, really, don't they? I don't really know in my sort of like sample size of me. I don't really know. It's not really statistically relevant, but I don't know of any cats that sort of like... I'm going to get told I'm wrong here, and loads of people will probably say, yeah, I have, and fair enough, far away, that sort of like get under and come and snuggle up to you like a dog will.
I'm sure there
you
are know, some, but yeah.
A little bit more independent though, aren't they?
But the solitary, do you think that that sleeping with them could relieve anxiety, depression, stress?
I think so, because, well, certainly for dogs, we know that there's research that shows that interacting with a dog can reduce your stress levels, it reduces the cortisol, it increases the oxytocin in your system. So I definitely think that sleeping with a dog can reduce your stress, especially if it's not disturbing.
It makes sense, no matter how stressed I am. When my dog comes over and gives me a nudge, and you're out of your own head for that period of time, so it doesn't surprise me that it alleviates stress. Yeah. It doesn't surprise me at all.
One thing from a dog owner, dog trainer perspective, one thing that you hear is and is written and such is, if you let your dog on the bed, that's it. It'll be driving your car next. Do you know what I mean? And access to your bank account and dominate you and this, that and the other. And I just... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's tied in with the whole, you have to eat before them. You have to leave the house before them. It's nonsense. But again, everything comes at a cost. If you've got a dog that's got ridiculous anxiety or it's aggressive to, you know, and got random bursts of aggression and you're letting them on the bed, then that's a problem.
Of course it is.
Yeah. But do you know what I mean? Your dog's not constantly walking around trying to be like, you know, I'm waiting for me chance and then I'm going to be the alpha. It's just not, doesn't work like that.
And there's also a massive difference, isn't there, between saying, up you get, and the dog gets on the bed and then you say, saying, okay, off you get in your bed or whatever, and a dog getting on there going,
Well, I have seen resource behaviours, a lot of resource behaviours regarding beds and couches. I've seen a lot of them when you take away their choice. So, for example, if your dog decides it's getting on the couch and you go, come on, mate, but if your dog comes up and you teach your dog you can't get on the couch, but if I invite you on the couch, it's different. That changes the mindset of the dog in very much the same way. If you go over to a dog to stroke and it growls and whoa, but if you invite the dog to come over to you and you do the same thing, it's a very different headspace for the dog.
Yeah.
I think there's a crossover, isn't there, between that sort of like, well, they'll be the ones that's in control of you and, you know, and then saying, well, hang on a minute, if you've got some rules, boundaries and structure in your home, then you can let the dog do whatever you invite the dog to do, and it's not going to sort of like create this terrible imbalance whereby, you know, dog tells you to do the washing up.
I wasn't surprised, though, that people slept better with their dogs. But I wonder if the cats now know that, whether they're going to start a campaign against Team Dog.
Probably.
Probably. A little bit smart, the cats, aren't they?
Yeah. There'll be a lobbyist group.
Maybe there already is. We just don't know about it yet. Yeah.
This week's show is sponsored by Whimsies by Wellness. A good dental chew should be a win-win. Your dog gets a treat that they can take off to a corner and chew on, and you get a significant improvement in their breath and all-round oral health. The Whimsies antler gives your dog a healthy challenge that keeps them engaged and chewing for longer, all while supporting their dental health. Look out for Whimsies in pet stores or order online by clicking the link in the description.
I looked at a study that considered whether sleeping with a pet would improve or worsen children's sleep. Parents of 200 children who were aged between 11 and 17 filled out sleep questionnaires, which detailed things like the bedtime and wake-up times of their children and how often they woke up at night and their overall sleep quality. All of the children wore an actigraph, which is similar to a watch, which tracked their movement during sleep. They also wore sensors to monitor their brain activity and their eye movements and their heart rate and their breathing. And that gave a deeper insight into their sleep quality than just the questions. Now, the study grouped kids based on how often they shared their bed with their pets, whether it was never, sometimes, or often. They found 35% of the children often slept with their pets. And across all groups, there were actually no significant differences in sleep quality or other sleep aspects at all. Yeah. There was one noticeable difference, however. Children who often slept with their pets took the longest to fall asleep.
Makes
so,
sense.
Yeah. There's no sleep quality related reason to stop kids sleeping with their pets.
I just want to absorb Jamie's role of
fun sponge.
Take it.
Fun sponge and sorry,
it.
James.
It's yours.
I just want to say, I'm also biased in the way that I deal every single week with people and children being bitten by dogs. So I know there's many, many more in terms of percentages that have great relationships and sleep with the dogs. I'm aware of that, but I see the impact that it can have when it goes wrong. So to me, Your child's safety is just not worth the risk. Enjoy your dog, love your dog. They're part of your family, but understand the risk. It's a personal decision, isn't it?
Were you surprised by those results?
Not really. I mean, especially when they said that kids didn't get to sleep as well with a dog in the bed.
Well, they took longer.
That's what I meant. Yeah. I just worded it terribly.
Because they slept okay.
Yeah.
I remember.
So yeah, they took longer to get to sleep, which doesn't surprise me because they're probably playing with a vegan dog.
Yeah, but better that than being on a screen. But when children are looking on their phones,
blue light.
It's the blue light. It's not great for your circadian rhythms at all.
No.
So I would prefer.
I spoke to a friend of mine on that. He studied it. You know, I would digress a little bit, but I'll be dead quick. His PhD was similar to that kind of stuff, and he said to me, getting rid of that will increase your sleep. Since then, I put my phone on D&D from 8 o'clock. I sleep much better.
I'm
surprised that any of the kids slept at all with all the sensors that were hanging off them.
I know.
You just said that. I thought you're like a bloody marionette puppet. It's like Pinocchio going to bed or something. Do you know what I mean?
That's a really good point, actually, because it's not
their
a normal
eyes,
night,
their movement, their heart rate, their whatever, and you think, blimey, how many sensors did they have?
Another thing to consider as well is I wonder what the dog's perception of that was, because when you can make changes in the everyday environment, it can make dogs a bit wary, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Dogs like, what's going on here?
I wonder if kids see the dogs as a living, breathing teddy bear. And of course,
I think you would as a kid. Yeah. I did.
Well, in the other studies, we saw how dogs gave people a better sense of security and comfort when they were asleep. So it doesn't surprise me that that children would find the same thing with dogs.
The thing is, with kids, you know, they're blessed with this naivety if they don't know the reality of situations. Have you seen that video going around? It's viral, of the family in America with the little daughter. She must be about 3. And there's a black bear coming towards them. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, please, I hope we can...
Just stood...
No. It's hilarious.
Oh, right,
she's got a really strong southern American accent. And this black bear comes towards everyone, goes, whoa, and she goes, I won't pet that dog. And they go, it's not a dog. And she runs out and goes, I want to pet that dog.
No.
Like, puts her hands there. They pull her back, but it's hilarious. But it just highlights to me the naivety that we have in children and you know, how we have to safeguard our kids. But watch that clip is so funny.
Yeah.
It's really funny, yeah.
Did you used to sleep with dogs as a kid?
Yeah, all the time. In fact, everything I advise, I was the opposite. We had a Staffordshire Bull Terrier that was great to sleep with. She loved it. But we had a Lhasa Apso, and she was a bit of a looking back, she was my mum's dog, and all the stuff now that literally gives me anxiety, that dog used to do.
Yeah.
If she was sat with my mum and you went over, my mum would be like, oh, she loves me. And I'd be like, now I'd be like, oh my God, what have we got? But I was obsessed with trying to make that dog want to sleep with me, and she was quite aloof. She loved my mum. She wanted to be with my mum all the time, but she didn't really want to be with anyone else. And I remember, like, going to sleep, she'd jump off the bed, I'd get off the bed, and I'd put her back on. And I'd do it again and again. And how I never got bitten. But you don't know what you don't know at the time, do you?
So I used to do something which I know you're both going to hate. When I was a really small child, my parents had, they kept Great Danes. And we had this one big Great Dane called Gabby, which, side note, my daughter is convinced she's named after.
I am now.
And me.
Yeah.
No. I mean, there might be something deep down psychologically that says that name is associated with a really lovely sense of comfort and familiarity. But she wasn't directly named after the dog. Okay, let's just get that straight. But when I was a kid...
Should have kept that for the idiotic memory episode.
when I was a kid, I used to go into the dog's bed with the dog and curl up and sleep with the dog.
Hmm.
Which I know you're going to hate.
Yeah, that's it.
But my parents would be like, where's Sabrina gone? Where is she? And they go,
I used to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
I did all that.
But good job he was a soppy dog, because that could have ended quite badly.
Again, when you think of the cost of puppies back then, they just weren't bred like they are now. And, you know, I'm not going to go on about it because we touched it before, but when you breed that many, you're not controlling temperaments, and dogs are a lot more angsty and unstable than they once were. It's not to say they weren't ever incidents, they was, but... not at the rates that you see.
That's what I was going to say. That's the point I was just going to make on that, was where we say about the bad things that could happen if you sleep with a dog. I'm not advocating that people go and stick the kids in bed with a dog, or the kids goes in the dog's crate and stuff like that. But there is the aspect of, undoubtedly, there would have been incidents where the dog's been naughty or bad or do you know what I mean, dangerous or whatever. But I just think now with we didn't have access to knowing that. It wasn't statistics that was collected. Now we've got the internet, which tells you anything and everything, you know, that anybody's done. And so any and every incident of that is there for you to know about. So is it that it's happening more than it did, or is it that we're more aware of it because we've got more access to information to let us know about happenings than we previously had? I don't know. I don't know the answer to it.
I'd say there's an element to that, but I would say that there's an increase in it. I really, but just through the numbers, so just statistically speaking, how many dogs do you think they were in the 90s compared to now, when there's like 13 million dogs in the UK? Yeah. Just the statistics alone would naturally bring the numbers up. Never mind the temperament.
That's true enough. On to listener questions.
Okay, question number one comes from Roach from Lancashire. When my dog sleeps, sometimes it wiggles around and makes funny whining noises. Is it possible for dogs to dream?
Yes.
Next question.
We believe so anyway. We can never directly tell because we can't get into dogs' heads or ask them to self-reflect in the same way that humans can. But what we do know about dogs is that they have similar REM patterns, which is the stage of sleep where we actually dream as humans do. So it's entirely plausible that they do in fact dream.
A rapid eye movement.
Exactly. Exactly.
We have quite unique with Ralph, you know, and usually when a dog dreams, I find that your dog does the kind of the same things in the dream. They either go, or do you do all this with the fingers?
And again.
Deja vu. Wiggle the fingers. And Ralph does so many things. He has, like, I'd love to be in his head. Sometimes he'll make them woofy noises. Sometimes he'll wiggle his toes. I've seen him flat on his side in a full gallop in his sleep. And then one night, me and Charlotte were laughing our head off. He was having some sort of scrap. He was like, and when you looked at him, he was asleep and he was curling his lip and everything.
Aww.
And I went, Ralph, and he just went, back to sleep. Flint makes funny noises as well.
We're actually developing an episode on this, dear listeners, so if you want to make sure you catch it, press subscribe now.
Question two is from Gerald, who's in Staines in Surrey. Are there any differences in sleep patterns as dogs age? I have a puppy that sleeps a lot in the day. Do I need to do anything different around its sleeping patterns as it gets older?
Let sleeping dogs lie.
Indeed.
Let sleeping dogs lie. Yeah, I think I find that my grandparents, like some of them have passed now, but as they've got older, I find that they nap more through the day, but they're always up at the crack of dawn, like ridiculously early, but the naps come more frequent.
That's because dog people wake early.
Yeah. Well, no, wait, I'm just talking about me nan now, not me dog. She hasn't got a dog.
Right. Maybe she gets it from you. Never mind.
As an observation, that's what I see with people. But as I see dogs getting older, they just sleep a lot more, don't they? Like, they, you don't see them waking up early or doing anything different. The sleep just gets more and more nappy through Mark, that throughout
Drake and Bonnie, my older dogs, they kip all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
They just kip all the... But then, like you say, they're aging, aren't they? Yeah, they're
enjoy
aging.
Enjoy your golden years. Get your head down.
Thank you for your questions. We do love it when you write in. If people want to do so, Jay, what do they have to do?
If you'd like to do so, you can get in touch with us on social media at Dog Scholar Podcast, or you can email podcast@thedogscholar.com.
That's all we've got time for this week. Thank you so much for joining us. If you enjoyed this week's show, please share it with a friend, because if they don't like it, maybe their dogs will.
Danny, wake up, mate. Final thought.
Sleeping with your dog's a very personal decision. It's not for us to tell you whether to do it or not to do it. But just remember, your dog's an individual and they will have their own opinions on the matter.
See you next week.